This 30-page document sums up U.S. President Donald Trump's vision for the world. It lists by region the U.S. national defense strategy desired by the American president, starting with a key priority, fighting narco trafficking in Latin America. This strategy is already being realized by a massive military effort in the Caribbean, including controversial strikes on supposed drug smuggling boats. With regard to Europe, the Trump administration did not mince words. The report argues the continent is on a downward spiral spurred by immigration.
The larger issues facing Europe include activities of the European Union and other transnational bodies that undermine political liberty and sovereignty, migration policies that are transforming the continent and creating strife, censorship of free speech, and suppression of political opposition.
This stance towards Europe and overt support for nationalist policies is nothing new. Shortly after taking office last February, Trump sent Vice President J.D. Vance to the Munich Security Conference. There, Vance attacked Washington's traditional allies, much to the surprise of the global leaders present.
No voter on this continent went to the ballot box to open the floodgates to millions of unvetted immigrants.
However, America's focus, reaffirmed by this document, is on Asia, where it has identified a clear enemy, China. The Trump administration also expressed its support for Taiwan.
China got rich and powerful and used its wealth and power to its considerable advantage. American elites were either willing enablers of China's strategy or in denial. There is rightly much focus on Taiwan. Given that one-third of global shipping passes annually through the South China Sea, this has major implications for the U.S. economy.
This document has been met with strong reactions, particularly in Europe. Germany's foreign minister took care to state that they do not need advice from abroad. However, EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas said the U.S. remains the bloc's biggest ally.